everybody. So I figured today I would do a podcast that really it's going to hit home. It's going to hit home. It's going to make sense. You might be like, wow, I never thought about that and things of this nature. So what we're going to talk about is spirituality and how it can affect our love relationships, our romance, people we meet, all of these things like that. I don't know. It might be a part two. I'm not sure. But let's roll into it with no delays. So when we get in relationships, especially if we're spiritual workers or we're servants of the mysteries, the Orisha, and things like that, I'm going to tell you, from living on this earth for almost now 48 years, coming up to be 49 years, it's been a ride, y'all. It's been a ride. And one thing that stands out in my memory is anytime I really listened to my elders that had some sight, I'm going to start with my grandmother. Now, my great grandmother. I was not old enough to really date at all, really. But I had puppy love, you know. And what I noticed is that people would bring over to the house those that I guess had some type of common sense or whatever going on back then. They would bring the person to the house, and my grandmother could look at them and they could let you, she could just let you know. She wasn't doing no reading and no, honey, she could look at them and just be like, no. Straight up, no. That's not what we're doing. No. If that saying would have been around back then, that's not what we're doing. I'm quite sure she would have utilized that phrase. So what I noticed is the people that didn't listen to her, they would have a hard time. They would have a hard time. And things that came out about that person that my great grandmother said, basically, it would surface. Like, it would surface, y'all. And from being around like aunties and uncles and things like that, like I said, who would bring their, you know, love interests around, my great grandmother, sometimes they would ask, sometimes they wouldn't, but she would let you know, okay? And she would just tell you what it was and drop it. Like I said, she wasn't no spiritual worker to my knowledge. I mean, whatever. However, she had that type of ability. So let's move on. But what's crazy is this. Even though she had, and this is what Papa Hector talks about, how things can turn on you. Now, it could have been experience. It could have been a lot of things. However, my great grandmother, she had issues in her marriage, and she handled them the way, you know, she needed to handle them. But looking back, I think it was wisdom, knowledge, and her abilities wrapped in the one. So what I'm saying to you is, before you get wrapped up in a relationship, there are some things you need to do, especially if your godparents are around, okay? And you know your godparents to be clear, you know they don't have no malice in their heart, and all of those things. I don't have to go down the line. You know what I'm talking about. As they say, etc., etc., etc. Because a lot of time, they can help you to avoid the bullshit. They can help you to avoid dealing with somebody that maybe the spirit don't want for you to be with for many reasons. Or they can let you know, like, hey, you know, that person got spirits with them that might not like you too tough. Or they got spirits with them that, you know, need to be elevated. They got things hanging on to them and all of this other stuff that people do not want to face and talk about. But we're going to talk about it today, because if I can save one person, baby, I'm happy. because relationships can be traumatizing. They can be hurtful because, especially nowadays, people, especially with the illusion of social media, honey, you know, people would make this grass over here look greener than what it is. Meanwhile, there's a bunch of covered up holes you can fall into and a bunch of snakes in that other side of the grass. But, you know, people, they get caught up in the illusions of a lot of things nowadays. And I really feel, you know, I'm not saying that cheating has not been around, because it has, but baby, social media and these cell phones, they have made it a whole nother animal, whole nother thing. So basically, when you go to your godparent and you give them their derecho, their fee, or whatever it is, to sit down and be like, hey, should I deal with this person? Especially if you're serious, especially if, like, you know, feelings are developing and all this other things that happen, you know, like, because the honeymoon phase will get you fucked up. Straight up. It will. Okay. And you might not see what's really going on. For example, you might meet a man, honey, and this man look masculine, built, the whole nine. Meanwhile, he has a lot of female spirits in his court that are unelevated. Or they might not mesh with you. Or you might need to do work on yourself so that there is not as much friction. Because see, the thing is this. In the beginning, when certain spirits feel like, and it depends on the person you're dealing with, okay? It might be that whatever spirits they have with them, be like, oh, this person not gonna be here for a while. But then that person decide to roll it out. And no matter what that spirit do, I mean, it depends, because some people are hard-headed, honey. Some people could see death itself, all right? And they're so enthralled with that person that they hang on. Okay, and then all of a sudden that person starts having all kind of issues and problems, and you know, they don't know where it's coming from. All right, don't let that person be you. You know, but it's always up to you if you want to deal with that, you want to go down that road. But you can always contact your godparents, book a consultation. Now, if you're a serial dater, do you, boo. If it don't bother you, you're not getting serious or whatever, do you. You know, but when you're ready to really put your emotions out there on the line, okay, and you dealing with somebody, you need to get a consultation. It can save you a lot of heartache, a lot of pain. Do you want to deal with this person if they have a serious lack of empathy? Do you want to deal with this person if they're tied to this? Honey, there's a lot. Because people will always put on that representative when they meet you. And some people are good at hiding that, at presenting that representative for more than 6 months. Honey, some people are good, baby. But see, when you go to your godparents can look down the line, talk to the spirits, and be like, no. No, you don't want to deal with that. Just like a man could meet a woman that seems very feminine and has all the feminine traits and all that, and they have a lot of male spirits with them that might be out of balance or don't like him. Okay, so these are things that you really should discuss. All right, another situation that happens in relationships, and people now are being a little more, I guess if you want to call it, in the know, soul ties. But soul ties, honey, it ain't just it's a real thing, but getting rid of them is not as easy as lighting a damn candle. Okay, there's work, there's other work that you have to do. Because if it was that simple, everybody would just be lighting candles to get rid of a soul tie. All right, there are other measures that need to be done. Okay? And I'm sorry to tell you, but there's a lot of people on TikTok and all these other social media platforms showing you these two, oh, do this and it's over with. No, boo-boo. There's other work that needs to be done. Okay? And sometimes you have to seek professional help. I don't know what it is in the spiritual realm that people don't want to seek professional help. They will go to 1, 2, 3 different doctors and not complain. Okay? We have to remember people are human. The doctors are human. Your spiritual workers are human. And sometimes a spiritual worker can get you to one place, but may not get you to another place. And it's not that they're being vindictive sometimes. Sometimes they are, and they're greedy. But sometimes it's just they don't have the training, and you might need to seek guidance. But if you have a decent spiritual worker, they will put you in a direction so you can start to get rid of these soul ties, all right? And you can get rid of the baggage that you bring from one relationship into another relationship, okay? Because if you don't, I'm here to tell you, all right? You will have more issues and problems. If you're out here jumping from bed to bed to bed, that's a whole nother can of darn fish. That's a whole nother kettle, as they say, instead of can. But it could be a can, you know. But anyway, if you out here having sex and that's what you're doing, my godfather made a podcast, but you can find him here, actually, on Anchor, Papa Hector. You can find him here. But he made a Facebook post where he talked about protections, spiritual protections, okay? And you need to have spiritual protections, definitely, if you out here and all about when you jumping from bed to bed and that's what you're doing, because ain't nobody gonna tell a grown person what not to do. But we want you to be protected, not just, you know, physically from diseases, but we don't want you picking up no other passengers, okay? Because people have passengers, darling, and people have always said, you know, I started messing with this person and my luck started going away and all other kind of stuff. But see, people don't want to talk about that because that's too much with dealing with reality instead of the illusion. What do you think happens when you're taking in someone's secretions? What you think, honey? What do you think? You're taking in their DNA. You're taking in their physical DNA. You're taking in their spiritual stuff. Okay? And there's some things that stuff ain't just gonna protect you from. Sometimes you just need to use your common sense. Okay? And, you know, for my men out there, you gotta be careful where you put that thing. Because some of these women out here, honey, they get emotionally attached. And you say, oh, well, we're just gonna do this for fun. And she'll tell you anything. Okay, and you will believe it, but that's a whole different story. Actually, you know what? No, it ain't. And they'll tell you anything so that, because they feel like the more they do whatever with you, okay, the more of a chance they might have with you. So you gotta read in between the lines before you go out here, because there's a lot of unsaid contracts that go on, and people don't understand that either. But back to what I was saying, you're taking in somebody's DNA, somebody's spiritual stuff going on, and then you wonder why you attached to this person. Have y'all forgot? That's why a lot of women, specifically women, they don't want, if they're smart, they make sure that their man doesn't eat from other women and things like that, because, honey, that's something hard to break. All right? The truth is the truth. As they say, al-haq, al-haq. Truth is truth. Okay? And that's Arabic. So, you have to understand what you're doing out here. All right? because there's a lot of things that can go on that you don't see. A lot of things. You know, a person could have some deads hooked onto them. And some people are like, oh, you're being no, it's not about paranoia. It's the truth. And I don't know why people, they don't want to hear facts. Is it everybody? No. Can it happen? Yes. Because if it didn't happen, guess what? Myself, my godfather, my god sister, and other people in my spiritual family that do work, we wouldn't be doing the work that we do sometimes to get people out of these situations. So, therefore, you must be careful in what you do when you're out here in these streets and in these sheets. You got to, all right? So the thing is, once again, if you have a godparent and you have, and that's the thing, you should have a good relationship with your godparent, okay? Because a relationship is an important thing in life. Surgery is an important step in life. Weddings, even divorces, having children. These are things that you talk to your godparents about. People used to do that back then. People would go and get readings from their godparents, and their godparents would see it, tell it to them, and they would receive it. Now, what they did with the information, of course, people are people, but at least they knew. At least they understood what they was up against. Because if my godfather would have told me, if I would have known him back in the day, oh my God. And I'm talking about like when I was in my 20s. Okay, honey, I could have avoided a lot of things because all you gotta do is tell me something one time. That's it. I ain't trying to figure out, life too short to be trying to figure this out and figure that out. No, boo boo. If I got good advice and I trust, I'm gonna take that advice. So if you trust your godparent, listen to their advice when it comes to some of these relationships. Because as Papa Hector always says, you're not just dealing with the person, and that's an everyday life, but you're also dealing with their spirits. And if their spirits don't like you, boo-boo, they can cause you a problem. Especially if they are a person that has spirits that's not in the marriage. Because there are some spirits that are like, why? Yeah, that part. And then there are some that are more traditional. No, y'all don't want to hear it, but hey, I found some stuff out myself. Okay, so I'm going to keep this podcast short, but I just wanted to bring that to y'all because I don't want anybody going through the heartbreaks that go on and the trials and tribulations in the relationship. Baby, life too short. It's just too darn short for people to be messing you over on either side of the fence, either male or female. So understand when you're dating someone, repeat this again, understand when you are on the dating scene, do not let your eyes fool you. Because the most masculine looking man can have a lot of female spirits with him. Now, not all the time is it a bad thing if they're in balance. But if not, it could be a problem. And vice versa if it's a woman. I've met women that are very feminine. But guess what? They got a lot of male spirits. And I've met men that are like little tiny guys, or not tiny, but like short, like 5'6", 5'7", 5'4". And honey, they the most masculine men I met. You know, so we put a lot into our eyes. We sometimes, as they say, your eyes will fool you, boo. Your eyes will fool you. Okay, and your heart can play games with you too, and your emotions can play games with you, especially when you want something. That word want, baby, can get you in a lot of problems. Yeah, get you in a lot of problems. So I hope that this podcast helped you. I hope it get you thinking, you know, maybe, you know, you step back and look at situations and don't let these darn Instagram relationships that people be showing that, oh my God, my husband, he put out all these balloons for me and all this other bullshit. Boo-boo. What day and time we live in? Okay? Maybe there's some out there, but let's remember, people do things for content. Okay? Let's remember that. And people are drained day to day to day. All right? So if you're in a good relationship, don't let Instagram and Facebook and TikTok make you think that your significant other doesn't love you or you're not special enough and that's why it's not happening. There's a lot of reasons why. All right? So we always can improve our relationships, but I don't want you to get blinded by the content and all this other stuff that's out here. But y'all take care and please think about that situation when you go out here in these streets and you're getting in these relationships. Have a conversation with your godparent, book a consultation, and do what you need to do to keep yourself out of trauma, extra trauma. Have a good day.